Prologue. Andrew Martin said, "Thank you," and sat down on the chair which he had been offered. He didn't look like someone who was desperate, but he was. There was no expression on his face except for the unhappiness people imagined they saw in his eyes. His thin hair was light brown and his face was pale. His clothes were very old-fashioned, but they were neat and clean. The surgeon sat opposite him behind a desk. There was a plaque on the desk with the surgeon's name and serial number, but Andrew didn't pay any attention to it. Andrew had decided that it would be enough to call him Doctor.
"When can you do the operation, Doctor?" Andrew asked.
The surgeon spoke to Andrew quietly, but with the respect that a robot always showed to a human.
"Sir, I am not sure I understand how or on whom I could do such an operation," he said.
There was an expression of confusion on the surgeon's face, if it was possible for a robot to have such an expression, or any expression. Andrew Martin looked at the robot's right hand, the hand he operated with, which lay tranquilly on the desk. The metal fingers were long and curved, so that they were the correct shape for a surgeon's knife. When he did an operation, his fingers and the knife temporarily became one piece of metal. The surgeon never hesitated while doing his work. This was the result of his specialization, of course. Unlike most robots, surgeons had independent brains that were specially designed for their work, but they had limited capacity in other areas. This robot's capacity was so limited that he didn't recognize Andrew, who was well known everywhere in the world. The surgeon had never even heard of him.
"Have you ever thought what it would be like to be a man?" Andrew asked.
The surgeon hesitated for a moment, as if the question had no place in the circuits of his brain.
"But I am a robot, sir," he answered.
"Would it not be better to be a man?" Andrew asked again.
"Sir, it would be better to be a better surgeon," the robot said. "But I could not be a better surgeon if I were a man, only if I were a more advanced robot. I would be very happy to be a more advanced robot."
"Doesn't it offend you that I can give you orders?" continued Andrew. "That I can make you stand up, sit down, turn left or right, just by telling you to do so?"
"No, sir, it does not offend me at all. I am happy to obey your orders, except where they conflict with the first law," said the robot. "If you ordered me to harm a human, or permit a human to be harmed, I would not obey you. The first law against harming a human would be more important to me than the second law telling me to obey. But I am not sure I understand. Who must I do this operation on?"
"On me," replied Andrew.
"But that is not possible," said the robot, confused. "If I do this operation, it will harm you."
"That is not important," said Andrew calmly. "You must not harm a human, but I am a robot, just like you."